We all have our limits, right? There are things we will do and things we will not do. The older I get, there are more things I think I don't really want to do because I don't want to hurt something. Like, I really don't have a desire to jump out of an airplane and skydive at this point in my life. I'm good. I still have fun, try to soak up adventure and challenge myself at times. But in my younger years, I for sure would risk more and had way less fear of breaking a bone, blowing out a knee, or dying. We count the cost of choices and life decisions. Is it worth the risk? Often we find ourselves repeating the catchy lyric of Daryl Hall and John Oates' 1981 number one hit single, "I Can't Go For That." Nope, no can do. Hey, I love 80s music, so those words and that synthesizer beat and saxophone ring in my ears as I think about a man that met Jesus and pretty much said, "Nope, I can't go for that. No can do." It's the story of the rich young ruler. It's written about in the gospel writings of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So what happens is Jesus is walking with his disciples when a prominent man runs up to him and kneels before him asking, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus responds first, asking why he called him good. Jesus doesn't want flattery. He wants us to recognize who he is. He is God, and only he is good. So that was the first lesson. Jesus goes on to mention a few of the Ten Commandments: do not commit adultery, don't murder, don't steal, don't lie or cheat, and honor your father and mother. The man says, "Yep, got those covered. Been doing those since I was a kid." You get a sense from the story that this rich young ruler was wanting to check things off the get into heaven list. So far, he thinks he's doing pretty good. Then Jesus brings it to the heart with this, Mark 10:21. Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. This guy had wealth, social status, and position. He really held it close. Too close. "I'll do anything, Lord. I know you're good. I'm good. I try to follow the rules and do good things. Just tell me what I must do." "Oh, you want the treasure of my heart? You want that? That's too much. No, I can't go for that." Heavy-hearted, he turned and walked away. He couldn't surrender. He trusted more in his bank account than he did the God of creation. He treasured many things, and he wanted to add eternal life to that list if it fit within his way of attaining it. Eternal life can't be bought, bribed, inherited, or earned. It's a gift from a loving God that sent his only son to die. So whoever believes in him will be saved. That's the truth. Don't say, "I can't go for that," to Jesus. Say, "I'm all in." Give him all of your life, what you treasure, your family, your career, your bank account, your dreams. He'll give it all back, and your life will be truly rich. I'm Lori Klein.